Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Dokudo. The Way of Walking Alone presents a modern gateway into the late life teachings associated with Miyamoto Musashi, the legendary Japanese swordsman and strategist. Often described as a set of concise precepts for living, Dokudo is connected to themes of self-reliance, restraint, clarity of purpose, and independence from fleeting desires. This edition frames Musashi's principles as practical guidance for contemporary readers who want stronger self-discipline and personal mastery without relying on motivation alone. Rather than offering long narratives or step-by-step productivity systems, the book leans on austere samurai-minded wisdom that emphasizes inner training, emotional composure, and deliberate choice. Readers are invited to reflect on what truly governs their decisions, how attachments distort judgment, and why a grounded mind can remain steady amid uncertainty. As a compact work meant for contemplation, it fits those who appreciate philosophical minimalism and who want a rigorous set of ideas to test against their own habits, relationships, and goals. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, self-reliance as the foundation of freedom. A central theme linked to Dokudo is walking a path without depending on constant reassurance, approval, or rescue. In a modern setting, self-reliance does not mean isolation for its own sake. It means building the capacity to decide, endure, and course correct from internal standards rather than external pressure. The book's samurai perspective highlights how dependence on comfort, praise, or social validation can quietly control behavior, making discipline fragile and conditional. Readers can translate this into daily practice by strengthening basic life systems that reduce panic and impulsivity, such as stable routines, financial prudence, skill development, and honest self-assessment. Self-reliance also affects boundaries. When a person can tolerate discomfort and ambiguity, they are less likely to overexplain, chase closure, or accept poor treatment to avoid being alone. The Dokudo approach encourages learning to stand with your decisions, including unpopular ones, and to treat solitude as a training ground where priorities become clearer. Over time, this builds a calmer kind of confidence, one rooted in competence and consistency rather than appearances. Secondly, detachment from desire and the discipline of restraint, Dokudo, is commonly associated with the idea that unchecked desire makes the mind negotiable. When cravings dictate action, discipline becomes a negotiation with the self, and the short-term reward often wins. The book's austere tone invites readers to examine where they seek excess, whether in consumption, entertainment, status, or emotional intensity. Detachment here is not coldness or denial. It is the ability to experience desire without being commanded by it. In practical terms, restraint can look like delaying gratification, reducing compulsive scrolling, avoiding unnecessary purchases, or refusing to escalate conflict for the thrill of being right. The samurai frame emphasizes that a steady life is built through small refusals that protect long-term aims. It also highlights how wanting to be seen a certain way can become its own addiction, shaping choices around image rather than values. By practicing restraint, readers can regain attention and energy, two resources often depleted by constant stimulation. The result is a mind that is harder to manipulate and a character that can follow through, even when motivation fades. Thirdly, composure under pressure and emotional self-mastery. Another important topic is maintaining composure when circumstances are unpredictable. Musashi's legacy is tied to calm execution under high stakes, and Dokudo is often read as an inner training manual for that kind of steadiness. Emotional self-mastery does not mean suppressing feelings. It means recognizing emotional surges early, interpreting them accurately, and choosing responses that align with principles rather than impulse. In everyday life, pressure shows up as deadlines, criticism, conflict, loneliness, or fear of failure. The book's spirit supports practices that create space between stimulus and response, such as pausing before speaking, breathing to slow reactivity, and reflecting on what is actually within your control. It also implies a willingness to accept outcomes without dramatizing them, which reduces wasted energy and helps a person recover faster. Composure becomes a competitive advantage at work and a stabilizing force in relationships because it reduces escalation and increases trust. Over time, emotional discipline turns into a reliable identity, someone who can carry responsibility without collapsing into panic or aggression. Fourthly, simplicity, humility, and living without performative identity, Dokudo is frequently connected to minimalism of ego as much as minimalism of possessions. The samurai ideal presented here favors simplicity, humility, and an uncluttered inner life. In the modern world, identity is often performed through brands, opinions, and constant signaling. The book's perspective challenges readers to reduce performative behavior and focus on what is real competence, integrity, and the quiet repetition of good actions. simplicity can be applied to commitments by choosing fewer priorities and executing them well, instead of collecting projects that inflate self-image but drain follow-through. Humility appears as a willingness to be corrected, to learn from others, and to accept that mastery takes time. This also includes resisting the need to win every argument or to control how others interpret your choices. By shedding excessive self-concern, a person can act more directly and recover from mistakes faster. The benefit is mental clarity. When you stop managing an image, you regain attention for craft, health, relationships, and meaningful work. Lastly, purpose, acceptance, and the long view of a disciplined life. A fifth topic is aligning life with purpose while accepting impermanence. Jocko is often read as guidance for facing change, loss, and mortality with steadiness rather than denial. Purpose in this frame is not a motivational slogan. It is a chosen direction that organizes decisions and reduces distraction. When purpose is clear, temptations and detours become easier to evaluate because they are measured against a long-term aim. Acceptance complements purpose by preventing rigidity. It acknowledges that outcomes, reputation, and circumstances can shift, so the focus should remain on what can be practiced consistently: effort, honesty, and skill. This combination helps readers endure seasons where progress is slow or invisible. In practical terms, it encourages setting principles that do not collapse when conditions change, such as doing the work even when recognition is absent or maintaining ethical standards under pressure. It also supports letting go of what cannot be controlled, including other people's choices. Taken together, the long view turns discipline into a life philosophy rather than a temporary challenge. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a concise, demanding framework for self-discipline, especially those drawn to Stoic, martial, or minimalist philosophies. It will appeal to people who feel overwhelmed by modern noise and would rather work from principles than from complex systems. Because Dokudo is associated with short precepts, the value comes from reflection and repeated application, using the ideas to audit habits, detach from compulsions, and strengthen composure when life becomes uncertain. The benefit to a reader's life is practical and psychological. Practically, it supports better choices around time, money, consumption, and conflict. Psychologically, it builds internal stability, making confidence less dependent on praise and less shaken by criticism. Compared to many self-help books that rely on anecdotes and motivational tone, this approach is lean and uncompromising. It does not try to entertain you into change, it asks you to train. That makes it worth buying for anyone who wants durable discipline rooted in timeless wisdom, and who prefers a small set of hard truths that can guide decisions for years. If you would like to support Miyamoto Musashi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.